Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score.
To me, the home run hire, the grand slam hire, is Ben Johnson.
He's got quite a fastball and has some creativity to him, can extend plays, and is accurate down the field as well.
That's the big name on the coach in the coaching cycle this time around. And I don't know that the Bears have ever gone and gotten that guy.
What are some qualities that you'd want in your next head coach?
Strong-minded. A leader of men. I think that's a cool thing about what y'all got over there in Detroit.
You want your coach to be like offensive minded, or you want a big picture?
Selfishly.
I've been selfish.
I want an offensive minded guy so I can build with him and, you know, be with that coach for the next 17, 15 years.
Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yes, sir, and with you for the next 3 hours here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Oh, man, I love what I do for a living every day that I do it, but I really, really love it on days like this. Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass. We had a whole show lined up. We were going to do a little college football before that college football playoff championship kicks off. In about a half an hour, I had thoughts on things that were said at the Cubs convention. Yeah, we were going to do some Bears talk mixed in with all that as well. And then just about 3.5 hours ago, Adam Schefter blew all that up. And I immediately called Tyler and we pivoted. We turned this show on a dime and he lined up one heck of a show to talk about the Ben Johnson hire with you this evening. Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports and Marquee. She'll be here at 6:20. Dan Wiederer from the Chicago Tribune. And, of course, The Score and the Take the North pod. He'll be here at 7. Jim Costa from 97.1, The Ticket in Detroit, will tell us all about Ben Johnson at 7:20. And then love talking with Herb Howard. He will join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. So we are all jammed up. And, of course, I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767. In between hearing from that lady and those gentlemen about the Bears. And I will try and squeeze in a few of you here in the first segment. How you feeling, Bears fans? I go and they get the guy, as you heard me say in the open there. 312-644-6767. And I'm glad, Tyler, I'm glad you pulled that clip of me talking about Ben Johnson for the open of the show, because I was going to start off the show by being very, very clear. Ben Johnson was the guy, is the guy that I wanted all along. And I'm glad that you provided the audio proof there, because About a few days ago, or maybe a week ago, I was getting some texts like, hey, are you a Mike McCarthy guy? Because Ant Heron is on the afternoon show, called you a Mike McCarthy guy. I was like, what? And Tyler, you were there when I talked with Ant. I never said I wanted Mike McCarthy. I said, if we're not getting Ben Johnson, I don't understand why everybody is so against the idea of Mike McCarthy. But all along, I wanted Ben Johnson to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he is. And I want to know how you feel about that at 312-644-6767. Or at least he's going to be. We should never assume with the Bears. There are I's that need to be dotted and T's that need to be crossed. But how excited does this get you for Bears football? How excited are you going to let yourself get for Bears football? Because also on that very same show, I don't know, it was about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, I did say, I'm not doing this again, man. I'm not doing this again. I'm not calling for the Super Bowl shuffle like I did after we saw a flash of brilliance from Caleb Williams in the preseason last year. I'm not doing that again. I'm not getting all tingly like I did at the conclusion of Hard Knocks. I said I wasn't going to do that again. I said no matter what they do this offseason, I'm not going to do that to myself again. The Bears have hurt me too many times. So am I holding true to that today? Are you holding true to that today? If you were also saying that, 312-644-6767. And you know what? Yes, I am. I am. Because like I said, I've been hurt too many times. Now, I like the move. And by the way, Adam Schefter also reported that Dennis Allen is the front runner for defensive coordinator, the Saints former head coach and longtime defensive coordinator down there in New Orleans. And the guy who replaced him as interim head coach, Darren Rizzi, their special teams coordinator, also is coming with him. And I found this from Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. Says offensive line coach Hank Fraley could join Johnson in Chicago as coordinator from Detroit, though Johnson plans to continue calling plays. And passing game coordinator Tanner Engstrand has previous coordinating experience in the college and XFL level. And receivers coach Antoine Randall interviewed for the offensive coordinator job with the Buccaneers last year. So that's who he might be bringing with him for his staff. And he also brings with him a pretty good resume, man, as an offensive play caller. Three seasons in Detroit, led the NFL in points per game, finished top five in offensive DVOA 2 years in a row. This year, the Lions were top six in passing, rushing, scoring, total offense. They led the league in touchdowns. He has three of the four highest scoring seasons. Listen to this. He has three of the four highest scoring seasons in Detroit's 95-year history during his time as their offensive coordinator, including a record-setting 564-point season in 2024. And there's some other mind-blowing numbers when it comes to this offense that Ben Johnson put together. But I'm going to try to, while it's the guy I wanted, I'm also going to sit back and go, okay, all right, let's see. Because the truth is, the Bears, well, they just tend not to hire the best people. The McCaskies don't hire the best people, and the people the Bears hire to hire people don't hire the best people. That's a pretty consistent trend throughout my life, okay? Now, they went out and they got the guy on the market this year, and according to a tweet I just came across from Pro Football Talk, they paid $13 million per year to go and get the guy on the coaching market. So That's putting your chips on the table. You know what I mean? That's pushing them to the middle of the table when it comes to the Chicago Bears and the investment that they just put in head coach. If that report from Pro Football Talk, that it's $13 million a year for first-time head coach Ben Johnson, that's really pushing your chips to the center of the table and different than hires than they've made in the past. But that doesn't change the fact that they've tended not to hire the best people at just about every level of their organization for just about my entire life. And it's hard to get past that and not go, I like the guy, but the Bears hired him. So what's wrong with him? You know what I mean? And I don't want to rain on the parade. But these are just the thoughts that run through my head and why I'm not going to let myself get over the top excited about this and start, you know, hitting the Super Bowl shuffle here on the score. These are just thoughts that run through my head. Not to mention, first-time head coach. We don't know anything about him as a head coach. We don't. Do we know? Now, yeah, I guess we do know. He can manage a clock better than Matt Eberflus.
Wait, I was about to say, do we know he can manage a clock better than Matt Eberflus? But me, you, and my producer, Tyler Buterbaugh, we're all sitting there on Thanksgiving going, call timeout. What are you doing? Like, we could manage a clock better than Matt Eberflus.
Okay? My one-year-old nephew can handle that before better than Matt Eberflus.
So I don't want to make that the bar that we set as far as game management. You know what I mean? But we don't know what or who this guy is as a head coach in terms of being a leader of men, setting a culture, calling a game while he's also the head coach in terms of offensive play calling, making those decisions in the crucial moments of a game that can mean a win or a loss. And Matt Eberflus screwed those up every time, but again, I don't want to make that the bar that we set. Can Ben Johnson get those right most of the time? We don't know. We don't know who this guy is as a head coach. And a lot of guys have been great coordinators and then not as great of head coaches in this league. That happens all the time, man. And also, there's a lot more that needs to be done for this football team to be good. They didn't end up with 5 wins just because they were poorly coached. That doesn't tell the whole story. Like we know that the offensive line and the defensive line both need help. We talk about that all the time, especially that offensive line. We talk about that all the time. But guys, let's be real about this roster. And I went pretty in depth with it a few weeks ago when it was driving me crazy that people will in defense of Ryan Poles go, yeah, you know, you didn't get the head coach right, and he's made some good mistakes, but this is a good roster. This roster is much better than it was. And no, it was. I don't believe that it was. They had one Pro Bowler. While I was looking at 3 guys that Ryan Poles traded or let walk in the Pro Bowl, playing for other teams and playing in the playoffs, they lost 10 in a row. Like, good rosters just don't lose 10 in a row. They maybe have a need at safety. They maybe have a need at cornerback. We don't know who fits Ben Johnson's scheme. We don't know who fits Dennis Allen or whoever is his defensive coordinator scheme as far as guys that are on the roster right now. And we don't know who fits their quote-unquote culture. Guys that are gonna get in line with what Ben Johnson and his staff want to do. We don't know. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done for this thing to really click and for it to get where we all want to see it go. And that's why I like it. It's the guy that I wanted. I applaud the Bears today for doing it. But like, on a scale of 1 to 10 excitement for me personally about the Ben Johnson hire, and this is less about Ben Johnson and just more about the Bears, I don't know that I can get much higher than like a 6 or a 7. And then just sit back and go, okay, well, show me why this is going to be different. I've been excited about the Bears before, man. We all have. And each and every time, they kick us right where it hurts. I went right after the news broke. Of course, I turned on the score, because that's what you do when Chicago sports news breaks. If you're not hearing it here, first and foremost, you're then going, I want to hear what these guys have to say. And so I turned on Spiegel and today Grody in for Holmes. Nobody better to fill in for Lawrence Holmes on the day when the Bears are getting fired. And they pulled up this little gem. It was Tannehill, the magician on the board. Tanny pulled up this little gem from back in the day when the news broke that the Bears were trading for Jay Cutler. And oh boy, did this bring me back. Tyler, do we have that? This is from the Boers and Bernstein show with the news that the Bears had traded for then up and coming next big thing at quarterback, Jay Cutler. Do we all remember this?
By the way, Suntimes.com is reporting the Bears got Cutler. Suntimes.com is reporting the Bears got Cutler. We have more from Brian Peruk.
This is almost too unbelievable to keep going, but
right.
The Bears.
I'm in a haze already, but go ahead.
The Bears acquired quarterback Jay Cutler today for number one draft picks in 2009 and 2010, a number three pick this year, and Kyle Orton, the Sun-Times has learned.
Hot
Damn!
The Bears receive the Broncos' fifth-round pick this year.
Go get him, Jerry!
312-644-6767. In case you are just getting in your car, in case you are just turning on the radio, the Chicago Sun-Times has learned the Bears got Jay Cutler.
We all remember that? I'm not doing this again, man. I'd rather be surprised than disappointed. I'd rather just set the bar, like, not low, but, like, you know, medium. I'd rather just and just sit back and go, okay, maybe they got it right this time. It looks right on paper. Maybe they'll get it right this time. Am I being a wet blanket? How excited are you for Bears football with the hiring of Ben Johnson? 312-644-6767. Let's go right out to the South Loop before I talk with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Marquee coming up at 6:20 and talk with George. George, how are you? Do I have George?
Has anybody heard this from the Bears? Because I got friends in Vegas saying it's not a done deal. So I go to the Bears app, I go to the website, and the most current thing is the Eddie George interview.
Mm-hmm.
How are we sure this is done? Until they announce it, to me, it's not official. So this could be a Dave McGinnis thing again if we're not careful. But I know Mike Florio and a few other sources, but are they hearing this from the Bears? And if the Bears are saying it's official, like everyone's saying, why aren't they putting it on their own site?
These contracts are long and complicated, and I get what you're saying, and I get exactly why you're saying it, George, 100%. The thought did run through my mind as I was driving into the station tonight of, is this thing really going to happen? This goes back to, you know, my inherent pessimism about the Bears from a lifetime of what I like to call sports trauma that the Bears have inflicted on me. Of like, are they... I know everybody, like Adam Schefter is saying it's a done deal, and they're but is it real? Like, are they going to have him do a mock press conference and then change their minds? Or are we going to go through that again? Are they going to find some other way to sort of fumble this thing at the finish line and not close the deal and watch Ben Johnson go somewhere else and be a very good coach like they did with Bruce Arians? I get it. It sure seems like it's a done deal, and we're treating it like it's a done deal. Most people in the media and who are talking about the Bears today, every website that writes about it's being treated as if it's a done deal. But until it's a done deal, and he's right, the last thing that they have on their Twitter account, on their social medias, is that they interviewed Eddie George yesterday, which is weird. I think by tomorrow morning, it's official, and if it's not, then we start to go, wait a minute. wait just 1 minute. Is this thing really happening? Was it too good to be true? And I think it's a really good move, man. I do. I'm just trying to contain or limit my level of excitement or optimism because, A, it's the Bears, and, B, there's a lot more work to do. It looks like he's putting together a pretty good staff. If what Adam Schefter is reporting, that Dennis Allen is the front runner for defensive coordinator and Darren Rizzi for special teams, I like those moves. You can't argue with the track record and the resume that this guy brings with him as a coordinator. But we don't know anything about him as a coach, a head coach, and there's a lot more that needs to be done than getting the head coach and the coaching staff as a whole right. There's a lot more that needs to be done. Let me get in one more call before I talk with Carmen Vitale. Dave is in Slinger, Wisconsin. Now he's on the Score. What's up, Dave?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, Dave.
This Ben we got now, look what he's done in Detroit. And we, like you said, you don't know him as a head coach. But how do you like it, our chances of him turning this Bears team around and possibly into a big contender, just as he did in Detroit? But he evidently, you know, lost to Washington. And let's say the Bears are going to be playing Washington. Do you think that he will figure out of what to do to beat Washington? You know, of course, we lost the heartbreaker to the Reds, to the Commanders. But if we play them again, do you like our – do you think we got a good – do you think he'll know what to do to beat Washington?
I mean, I That's just one game that you're talking about in the divisional round where the Lions were unexpectedly bounced without a playoff victory to their name after a 15-win season. And quite frankly, they put up numbers. Like they put up, I don't have it in front of me what the final score was, but they put up a lot of points in that game. 31 points they put up in that game. And if not for a couple of really bad decisions by Jared Goff, we're talking about a whole different football game. I don't know if they win, but he had himself a rough day yesterday. And we got to be honest, questionable play call there to let Jameson Williams throw a pass when he's never thrown a pass in the NFL and has shown a history of making bad decisions on and off the football field. So that's a lot of people criticizing Ben Johnson in the aftermath of that game and for that call specifically. A couple other ones, but for that call specifically. How excited does the Ben Johnson hire get you for football, for Bears football? Are we doing this again? Are we doing this to ourselves again? Or are you trying to cap the excitement like I am? 312-644-6767. Give me a call. Shoot me a text. If you're on hold, hang right there while I talk with Carmen Vitale. I'll take more of your calls. I'll read a whole bunch of your texts right after Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and Watch Marquee joins me, Rami Makhlouf, next on the Score Evening Show. Bears hire Ben Johnson. We're talking about it all night right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The Score.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's no question this guy's talented. I remember standing on the sideline last game and just you can hear the ball whistle by you. He's got quite a fastball and has some creativity to him, can extend plays, and is accurate down the field as well. So, like I said, I haven't really dove in and can tell you much more beyond that, but he's been impressive from afar.
That was now Bears head coach, or so we think. I'll say soon to be Bears head coach, Ben Johnson, former offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, talking about who will be his new quarterback, Caleb Williams, and what he brings to the table. And I say that last segment, a caller called in and said, why haven't the Bears announced this yet? Like, are we sure this is happening? Because, you know, Bears. Well, a texter pointed out, I caught it during the break, that his agency has announced it, and I dug around a little bit, and indeed they have. Priority Sports, who Ben Johnson signed with recently here in the last few weeks, they put up on their Twitter, at Priority Sports, the next head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson, with a graphic there with, you know, all the Bears gear photoshopped onto his head and body. So that's as close to official as I guess it could get, but still not quite official until the Bears announce it. Joining me now to talk about this hire and talk some NFL reporter for Fox Sports, also an analyst for Watch Marquee, and you can hear on Fox Sports Radio. Always a pleasure to talk with Carmen Vitale on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Carmen, how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And we've talked in the past, and you're a Chicagoan. You grew up a Bears fan, and watching this organization as I did. And I said in the last segment, that's the guy I wanted him to hire, Carmen, and I'm happy about it. But I'm not going to let myself get carried away with the Bears anymore. They've just hurt me too many times with too many moves that I got excited about. And then they found a way to screw it up, and it never quite went the way I wanted it to. How excited should Bears fans be today?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the same thing last year where I was like, what has this organization ever done to give me to let them get the benefit of the doubt? I was trying to temper expectations all last season after getting Caleb Williams. I'm like, it's still going to be a process. He's still a rookie. You're still going to need a lot of things to go right. There's still going to be a learning curve. Like, let's not put too much on him too quickly and yada, yada, yada. And then what happens? So this time around, I'm still more optimistic than I would have been. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that the Bears were going to pull the trigger on this because though I don't think that Ben Johnson was commanding what he was asking for last year because he didn't actually want to leave Detroit, like his number was just an exorbitant number from everything I was told. I do still think that he's probably going to be one of the highest paid head coaches because there were so many suitors for his services in this coaching cycle. He was the darling of the coaching cycle. So for the Bears to go out and get the guy that, listen, this is a win for them because no matter what happens, even if it doesn't ultimately work out, they can say we made the absolute best decision we possibly could have at that time. And they can defend this hire, you know, till the cows come home, even if it doesn't ultimately work out. But there is still going to be a learning curve. We still don't know what Ben Johnson looks like as a head coach, apart from just being, you know, an offensive coordinator. Those are things that are going to need to get worked out. And I need to remind Bears fans, when he took over as offensive coordinator, you know, was elevated from that tight ends coach position in Detroit, that first season in 2022, the Detroit Lions did not start out well. It was, I believe they started 1-6 at that point. It wasn't going, it didn't immediately take hold. And I have to think that that will be the case coming into the head coaching position and also having to install, you know, his scheme and learn his players and develop all of that kind of stuff. It's going to take time. You need to give him a leash. You need to give him some patience.
I know they couldn't hire Ben Johnson until he was, you know, done coaching, with whether they lost like they did Saturday or they went on to win the Super Bowl, that they couldn't hire him until today, and they did. But again, this is a lifetime of being a Bears fan creeping in, Carmen. After they interviewed everybody under the sun, including Eddie George and Adam Stenovich, like all these guys who we never thought would be on the radar for an NFL head coaching job, And inquiring with the Steelers about getting Mike Tomlin, I was like, yeah, they probably know they're not getting Ben Johnson. That's why they're doing all this. Were you starting to sort of feel or think the same way about this hire?
No, I mean, looking back on, I mean, hindsight's 2020, right? But I do think that a lot of this was done just kind of with the knowing that they didn't know when Ben was going to be done. I think a lot of people, including the Bears, thought that the Lions were going to go to the Super Bowl and that they needed to have a really solid plan B. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more it makes a lot of sense, because I was very much in the camp of like, why are you interviewing all of these people? Like, just because you're interviewing 15, 17, 18 people doesn't necessarily mean you're doing it right. And it just makes me think that you didn't really have an idea of who you wanted going into this. Well, really, what I think it was trying to figure out a plan B in case Ben Johnson did make it to the Super Bowl, or, you know, he wanted to return to Detroit for whatever reason, all of that kind of stuff. I think they didn't know who their plan B was going to be, because plan A all along had been Ben Johnson. And I think bringing in Eddie George was the way for them to satisfy the Rooney rule. I think that kind of came into it. And when once they knew that Ben Johnson was going to be available to take this job as quickly as he was.
Talking with Carmen Vitale, reporter for Fox Sports, also Fox Sports Radio, and Marquee right here on 670 The Score. You touched on this a little bit earlier. Does this change the way that the Bears are perceived out there, that they did go out and get the guy on the coaching market? And I don't know if you saw this, Carmen, a lot of this news is flying in fast. Pro Football Talk says they gave him $13 million a year to come here to Chicago and take the job. Does this change the way that people look at the Bears, or does that not happen until it actually changes the product on the field?
Yeah, we're not done by any stretch of the imagination, or the Bears aren't done. Like, just getting Ben Johnson is one thing, and if it is that $13 million number, that is one step to bucking the narrative of they're cheap and they don't spend money and all that other stuff. But what comes now is, all right, Ben Johnson needs to fill out his staff. You hope that when he brings in a defensive coordinator, that guy is going to have experience. Ideally, because Ben Johnson's a first-time head coach, you want that defensive coordinator to have prior head coaching experience, because that can only help Ben Johnson make this transition. And you don't want Ben to have to worry about the defense. You want a guy that can just kind of take that unit and run with it. That's going to come at a premium. And then, not to mention any other assistants that you bring along, if you want the best of the best, you're going to have a competitive salary, and not just the coaching salaries, but then what resources are you giving Ben Johnson to really be successful in Chicago? And again, change this narrative around, because that also costs money when you're talking about, all right, I need my sports science guys to have this kind of technology available. I need the chefs inside the building to have this kind of grade of food and this and that and the other. I need to have an analytics department that's all fleshed out, that is hiring this, that, and the other person to really help me in be successful. So all of that costs money. All of that is stuff that comes along with putting these guys in position to be successful. Are the Bears going to do it? And if the Bears do all of that, then yeah, I think that they can finally kind of change this narrative that has surrounded this team, especially internally within coaching circles, of, hey, I don't know, you might want to think twice about that job. The organization there just doesn't have all their ducks in a row. Things are really hard there for this, that, and the other reason. If you can get this right, which you're off on the right foot getting Ben Johnson, but there's more that comes later, and there's more that comes like in the immediate too. If you can do all of that, then yeah, you absolutely can start to change that around, but you're going to also have to see it work.
There's so much that goes into being a head coach, and even what I'm about to say doesn't encapsulate it all, but there's the play calling, and we're pretty sure he's good at that based on what that offense did in Detroit. There's logistics in terms of organizing a practice or putting together an off-season calendar, all that stuff. But then there's a third facet, and that's just a personality. And I'm not saying it's one type of personality that works in the NFL, but you have to be the type of guy that a room full of 53 grown men will pay attention to and will all follow you and pull in one direction and sort of believe in what's being laid out. From what you hear from people in Detroit and around the NFL, what kind of dude, what kind of personality are the Bears getting in a Ben Johnson?
Well, when it's the offense that he has to, you know, kind of account for, he hasn't really had a whole lot of to face a whole lot of criticism, especially this season, given how good of an offense Detroit has been, how productive of an offense Detroit has been. Even if they've lost a game or two, it usually isn't the offense's fault. But he has an extremely dry sense of humor. People have a lot of fun with him kind of at the podium, and he does have a really good personality when it comes to that. I will say that my biggest question mark and the thing that I've asked people about that have either worked with him on staff or have covered him, you know, in that Detroit media room is, does he have the personality to, like you said, be the leader? Can galvanize an entire team? Can he command a room? And that has been met with, we don't really know yet. He hasn't, because he didn't have to do it with Detroit. He doesn't really address the team because you have a CEO head coach in Dan Campbell who is the best for that kind of stuff. You're not going to sit him down and put another guy up there to address the team. So that is still yet to be determined. But I did get told by one coach, one assistant coach today that Ben Johnson is more of a pit bull than people realize. So he's very intense. He's very, I think guys respect him just from the sense that he works his you know what off. And I mean, he's in the office constantly devising certain schemes. You see the way that he's able to like just evolve his scheme week to week, the trick plays, all of that kind of stuff. That happens, you know, week by week. And he puts in a whole lot of effort into making sure that his guys are being put in the right position. Or, you know, if they're playing their former team or something, they have a little extra juice for that game. Like, Ben Johnson is so good at identifying that and then putting them in a position to, you know, to have those moments against the former team or whatever the example is. And I think that that makes guys want to follow him from a practical standpoint. But, again, addressing a room, all that kind of stuff, he doesn't have a whole lot of experience there. So you hope that he has that in him.
Carmen, last one for you. How surprised were you to see, after a dominating season for the NFC North, all three teams that went to the playoffs, including the one seed Lions, and the reason that Ben Johnson is available, all three teams, one and done. How surprising was that to you? And does that change anything about how you see the Bears' place in the division or how far they are behind the rest of the NFC North?
Yeah, I don't think that it does, because in every single one of those games, Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, none of them played up to their ability. Not like they were, you know, Sam Darnold all of a sudden regressed, which is not something we'd seen. He'd been able to stand up to pressure and be good in big moments up until that point. The Lions in particular, I mean, they deviated in so many ways from what we'd seen all season. Jared Goff accounting for four total turnovers. On top of them not riding, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs into the sunset, which it made no sense to me why you weren't a little bit more stubborn with how much you ran the ball, especially when Jahmyr Gibbs ended that game averaging 7.5 yards a clip. I don't really understand why you deviated from that kind of stuff. So I think if each of those teams had played their best and still lost, then I think I would have reevaluated and be like, yeah, maybe they're not really as good and not really as formidable and won't be as good for as long as I think. But they just all three somehow had the worst outing of their season when it mattered most. And you take that into account a little bit. But I really appreciate that Ben Johnson is going to come into this job knowing like inside and out what is going on up in Detroit, which is the Bears' biggest competition at this point when you talk about a team that is poised to continue to be at the top of the division. He's very familiar with this division already, and I think that's only going to be an asset, especially for as much as he likes to get in opponent's heads and be the petty king that we know he can be. He's going to have all the ammunition to do it.
That's Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports. Catch her at Fox Sports Radio, Marquee, and on Twitter at Carmy V. Always a pleasure talking Bears and talking NFL with you, Carmen. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, anytime.
And she joins me on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Back to your calls, your text, 312-644-6767. How excited are you about the Ben Johnson hire? Are you capping it? Are you trying to reserve your excitement about this after the Bears have hurt you too many times? Or are we doing this again? 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on it before I talk with Dan Wiederer from the Tribune and the Take the North pod at 7 o'clock, it's Rami Makhlouf with you right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Obviously, you guys, you know, don't have a head coach. What are like, if you could, you know, build your head coach, like,
yeah,
what are some qualities that you'd want in your next head coach?
Strong-minded, a leader of men. I think that's a cool thing about what y'all got over there in Detroit. Like,
do you feel like your coach, you want your coach to be like offensive minded, or you want him big picture?
I want him,
and then have the coordinators.
Like selfishly, I want an offensive minded guy, so I can build with him and, you know, be with that coach for the next 19, mm-hmm. 17, 15 mm-hmm. years.
Sounds like Caleb Williams was describing Ben Johnson. Rami Makhlouf with you here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, reacting to the news that the Bears have hired or have come to terms with Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, to be their next head coach. Taking your reaction at 312-644-6767. I said to start the show, I love the move. It's the guy I wanted, but also I'm not letting myself get too excited about this. And I don't know if I'm being a wet blanket. I let me know at 312-644-6767. I will talk with Dan Wiederer from the Tribune, and of course, right here on the Score and the Take the North podcast over on the Odyssey app. He's coming up at 7, but I want to hear from you between now and then. I mentioned last segment, someone texted in from the 971, told me Ben Johnson's own agency has announced it while the Bears haven't, and I checked that out, and indeed they have. This from the 630. Cutler news was exciting at that time. Have some fun, bro. It's just sports. You think this is a game? You think this is a game in the 6-3? This isn't a game. It's just sports. I mean, it is just a game, but it's not just a game. This stuff hurts me, man. When this stuff doesn't work, when we get all excited and this stuff doesn't work, it hurts. I can't deny that. It's stupid because ultimately it is just a game, and there are bigger things in life, but no, it hurts. And I don't want to let myself get hurt again. I'm sorry. So I will cap my excitement. I am excited. I'm happy about it. Kudos to the Bears for going out and getting the guy. But at the same time, I'm just going to sit back and be like, does this work? Is this going to work? Did they really get the guy, or does it just look like they got the guy? I don't know if that's the wrong approach to take. I don't know if I'm not letting myself have all the joy that I should as a Bears fan. But one thought that crossed my mind when I saw the news today, broken by Adam Schefter around 2:30, was and hearing that clip there from Caleb Williams and hearing a couple other people talking about this. Caleb got exactly what he wanted. He got exactly what we thought he needed. If you're a Bears fan, most of us were saying he needs an offensive-minded head coach. A lot. Most of us were saying it should be Ben Johnson specifically, and they got it. And last year, he got all the receivers and weapons to work with. And I'd assume that this year, they're gonna put some assets into fixing that offensive line. So my question is, I know it's only year two, but after they've done, hopefully by year two, everything that in our eyes was what they should do to sort of build that nest for Caleb Williams. Now, granted, they didn't get it done in year one, but if by year two they have that all done, does the pressure shift to Caleb now? This this was Tom Pelissero from the NFL Network earlier today talking about this hire and what it means for Caleb Williams.
If I talk to coaches and scouts and the people who really know ball, they'll say, I mean, you see the flashes in Caleb Williams' game. You see the special things that he can do. And Ben Johnson's job is going to be getting Caleb Williams back to playing like he did in 2022 at USC when he was a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, 2023, he had a bad offensive line and had to run around to play hero ball. There was a lot of that this year in Chicago. But when you're talking about the physical ability, the mental capacity, the desire, you know, for whatever is the motivating factors for Caleb Williams, the desire is there to be a great player in the league. You know, Caleb has said publicly he wants to be hard coached. Ben Johnson absolutely will hard coach you. There were a lot of people who wrote off Jared Goff as a throw-in or a negative asset in the Matthew Stafford trade. He got with Ben Johnson. He got another $50-plus million a year contract. I would fairly tell you, even beyond the Instagram like that Caleb Williams gave in about 3 minutes on our post about this, about Ben Johnson taking the job, I would fairly tell you, based upon everything that I know, that Caleb Williams is ecstatic.
So there you go. He got what he wanted. We all got what we wanted. Are we going to be look? If there isn't a big jump for Caleb Williams by, you know,
mid-season, year two, are we all going to be going, man, is Caleb the problem? Is this why this offense can't click? Does the pressure shift to Caleb Williams now? Another angle I thought of on this. Any angle you got on the Ben Johnson hire, I'm here for it. 312-644-6767. Ryan is in Oak Forest. He's been waiting patiently. Now he's on the score. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Rami. I'm loving the hire. I'm also hoping for Dennis Allen as the DC. You know, we should expect to get some free agents from Detroit and New Orleans. I wanted to point out that many are worried about BJ's silly play calls. They're just boom or bust, right? But look, if it works, nobody cares. But when it doesn't, I mean, it's like you've seen the Bears games. It's like we've been needing to get cute sometimes. We need to get adorable. We need to get kawaii, dare I say. And what's with this notion that we can't run Santa's sleigh in the midst of a bad season? You know what I'm saying? And my last thing is that I really think during some segments, the score should go back on his post-game pressers after bad losses, you know, with the Detroit, and really kind of get a grasp on who he is under duress, like under pressure.
That's a good point. I would like to see what he's like under pressure. Carmen Vitale, who joined me last segment from Fox Sports and Marquee, she pointed out there hasn't been a lot of rough times that where Ben Johnson has had to face the cameras and the microphones. It's been pretty smooth sailing for him in his time as the offensive coordinator in Detroit. Lots of wins, lots of numbers put up. I said earlier in the show, there's some real eye-popping numbers when it comes to that offense that he ran. They put up 30 points in 10 different games this season, 40 on 6 different occasions, and 50 twice. Have the Bears put up 50 points in my life? I'm honestly not sure if the Bears have put up 50 points ever in my life as an offense. They did it twice this season. That's pretty insane. That's pretty off the charts as far as offenses go. Tyler, I got to hit a break, or can I take one more call before we talk with Dan Weeder? Let's get in Don on the South Side, or Don in South Chicago Heights. Excuse me. You're on the score. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
I don't know. You said you didn't want to get excited, but you sound pretty excited talking about the points they were able to put up.
I do have to rein it in. I do have to keep reminding myself, like, okay, just calm down, Robbie. This is the Bears. They've hurt you before. Don't let them hurt you again.
Oh yeah. It's been less than 8 hours. This is the time to be excited. I think there's going to be plenty of time between now and the start of the season to actually break this thing down and, you know, manage expectations. But I will say, whatever, I think a lot of people were concerned it was going to get pretty muddled in the front office aspect with, you know, George, Kevin and Ryan Poles, seeing who actually has the pull. And if this was, you know, due to Ryan Poles, you know, flexing a muscle a little bit, you know, getting him in and hired before he even gets off the plane. I just have to give kudos to Ryan, because I think he lost a lot of confidence from the fan base.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a fantastic, fantastic hire. I can't wait to watch this offense unfold.
You're spot on. I appreciate the call in terms of Ryan Poles earning back a little credibility, a little capital with Bears fandom. Because again, while we don't know if this move will work, he did get the guy hired that at least two or three other teams wanted to be their head coach. The Raiders were all over Ben Johnson, all over him. Tom Brady was in love with the dude. So to get him in the building and not let him leave, that does speak to Ryan Poles. And we got to hit a break, but a little later in the show, I'll play you a clip of what Tom Pelissero had to say about Ryan Poles, his role, the whole process of this hire and how it went down. And I think you'll like what he has to say. We'll bring you that a little later on in the show, but do got to hit a break. And on the other side, Dan Weederer of the Chicago Tribune, and of course, right here on the Score, the Take the North pod, he'll join me to react to discuss the hiring of Ben Johnson as the Bears' next head coach. We'll get back to your calls after that and your text at 312-644-6767. If you want to hop in line, it's Rami Makhlouf with you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.